KJJO. Some poor rich folks are lonesome and blue, because they can't buy what I got with you. All kind of love.
Kind of like having your cake and eating it too there. Their kind of money and our kind of love. Billy Swan, FM 104. Gil Branson with you on a Monday morning. Cloudy in the Metro in 64.
So you think you're quite a man. You're taking care of all her needs. Keeping the candlelight.
KJO 104, Bobby Borchers, and cheap perfume, candlelight, and frozen pizzas. Free blood pressure screening happening on Friday, May 14th, noon to 5. Lobby of Citizens State Bank, 5050 Excelsior Boulevard, St. Louis Park. Sponsored by Nursing Support Services.
All the time you stood by me, through right and wrong. For being there to catch me when I'd fall on you. Every time I thought work, you stayed to see it through.
You never gave up on me. You never gave up on me. NBA scores from Sunday. Boston over to the Philadelphia 76ers, 121-81. And LA over San Antonio, 128-117.
I love it when you're with me. I want you with me all of the time.
Sounds fair enough. Leon Everett, FM 104. We're playing more of your music in stereo. Lacey J. Dalton, KJO 104, don't you know everybody makes mistakes?
Here's a special announcement for all you picture takers. Now you can take all the pictures you want and hardly dent your budget. How? Listen, we're offering a special film coupon book good for 100 rolls of Kodak color print film, any size, any exposure. You pay only $14.95 for the coupon book. That figures out to less than 15 cents per roll of color print film from Kodak. You receive not only this film discount book, but you also take advantage of one of the lowest cost processing plants anywhere in the country. Imagine film for less than 15 cents a roll when you use the best quality processing at the lowest possible prices. Never again cart off your film to a drop-off center merely to be picked up again when finished. Everything is done economically by mail. Don't delay. You could literally be saving hundreds of dollars. Makes a great gift item, and here's how to order. Send check or money order for $14.95 to Films, Box 23021, Minneapolis 55423. Or simply call 922-7778 and place your Visa or MasterCharge order. Once again, call 922-7778 right now. Don't pass up this offer for film less than 15 cents a roll. 922-7778.
Cloudy in the Metro in 64.
With time, my face has wrinkled, but my blue eyes still sparkle. You.
No dispute about that, George Jones, same old me, FM 104. Good morning, it's 5:21, and the 1982 Jump Rope for Heart will take place Saturday, May 15th, Minneapolis National Guard Armory. Contact the American Heart Association's Minnesota affiliate for details.
Likely as not, there's been better weather.
Don Williams, KJO 104, in American League horsehide action from yesterday. The Yanks over Seattle 3-0. Boston over Texas by a score of 1-0. The White Sox over Detroit 4-3. Milwaukee over the Twins 6-2. California over Baltimore 8-4. Cleveland over Oakland 14-2. And it was Toronto over KC 2-0. Light hitters in Kansas City. KC lights, I guess.
6 months out at sea, becoming home soon, I'll be. Kansas City lights, oh, please shine for me tonight.
Stevie Warner, FM 104, and you could win a weekend in Nashville, airfare and hotel paid, plus admission to Opryland and an evening at the Grand Ole Opry. Keep listening to KJO 104 for complete details.
Out where the bright lights are glowing, you're on me.
KJO Country Classic from Jim Reeves at 5:30. Good morning, it's a Monday. Cloudy in the Metro, 64, and Barbara Mandrell. Barbara Mandrell, KJJO, and Gil Branson with you till about 6 o'clock, and then Bob Chase.
Sometimes my soul gets weary, and my mind begins to wander. And like that old train, the Hummingbird, it goes to Alabama, the coast of Mississippi.
Southern
I feel better when those southern waters hit me.
Mel Tillis on your KJO radio. Going to be a pancake breakfast on Saturday, May 15th, 9 a.m. to noon, 2507 Fremont Avenue North in Minneapolis. Sponsored by Northside Settlement Services. Tickets are $5 for family, $3 adult, $1.50 for children.
When you left, you said just doing me a favor. I cried and I begged you not to go.
Hard to get those keys out, though, when you have those designer jeans on, you know. Tammy Wynette, FM 104, National League Baseball from yesterday. Mets over San Francisco, 6-5. San Diego over Philly, 6-0. L.A. over Montreal, 5-4. Atlanta over St. Louis, 3-0. Pittsburgh over Cincinnati, 6-3. Cubs over Houston, 6-3.
He was born in the summer of his 27th year. Coming home to a place he'd never been.
Song about altitude, I think. Rocky Mountain High, John Denver, the Edina Cowboy, FM 104, 543. Health screening clinic for persons 55 and over happen on Wednesday, May 12th, 9 a.m. to 2, Congregational Church of Excelsior. No charge, but donations are appreciated.
My bills are all due, and the babies need shoes, but I'm busted.
John Connolly busted FM 104, and speaking of real busts, the Milwaukee Brewers defeated the Minnesota Twins 6-2 last night to sweep a four-game series. Brewers have won 5 of their last 6 games, 7 of their last 9.
Well, I came in late again last night. Really, it was this morning. I don't think she wants to hear anymore of my.
Charlie Pride on KJJO News is next from ABC.
I've seen the way men turn their heads every time that she walks by, takes her home.
Overnight sensation Mickey Gilley, FM 104. It's 5:51.
Monday morning, everybody. I'm Chet Douglas with the latest from ABC News. After a British naval bombardment of Argentina's military installations on the Falkland Islands capital of Port Stanley yesterday, the guns are reportedly quiet on both sides, at least for the moment. ABC's Jack Smith reports from the United Nations that negotiations may stop the fighting for good.
UN Secretary General Perez de Cuellar said last night that important progress had been made over the weekend. Perez de Cuellar held several sessions with both sides last night, including an unusual evening meeting with Britain's negotiator, Sir Anthony Parsons. And Parsons, when he left the UN last night, confirmed that considerable progress, as he put it, had been made on a few points. Indeed, Argentina over the weekend seemed to drop sovereignty as a precondition for the talks that had been seen as a major stumbling block. The talks continue today, and though a full settlement of the crisis still seems a long way off, a simple ceasefire may indeed now be in the works.
The people of Argentina are apparently doing their share in the war effort. The government sponsored a 27-hour telethon yesterday to raise money for the fight and collected more than $1.5 million in furs, gold, jewels, and cash. I'll have more for you right after this.
How long have you been smoking?
Since I was about 18.
Mr. John Gatto, Bethpage, New York.
It changes the color of the teeth.
He used Topol Smoker's Tooth Polish.
I saw a really big difference.
Topol Tooth Polish, with three ingredients to clean and polish, helps remove ugly tobacco stains.
It's very pleasant tasting and gentle. I've noticed a remarkable change in the color of my teeth.
Topol Smoker's Tooth Polish, with three ingredients to clean and polish, helps remove ugly tobacco stains. Topol, tested and proven gentle so you can use it every day.
Oh, my back.
Vivian, how many times have I told you not to turn a mattress? Now you have a nagging backache, and Jimmy's coming home from college tonight.
Oh, what a morning.
Okay, now just sit there, dear, while I get the Doane's pills.
Doane's pills? Of course.
Good advice. For temporary relief, get Doane's pills and get the better of a backache due to simple overexertion, stress, or strain. Use only as directed.
Here's Jimmy's bus now.
I hate to think of the shape I'd be in now if it weren't for Doane's pills. And you, Henry.
The Israeli cabinet met in an emergency session today after Palestinian guerrillas shelled northern Israel in retaliation for Israeli air raids on southern Lebanon yesterday. Both sides are now just waiting to see if the raids and retaliation will break the nearly year-long ceasefire that stopped a similar series of attacks last July. After a nostalgic trip to his alma mater, Eureka College in Illinois, President Reagan is spending the day in Chicago. Yesterday, the president told a commencement audience that he would like to see the U.S. and Russia reduce intercontinental nuclear missiles by one-third. At about midday today, Mr. Reagan meets with regional newspaper editors, attends a GOP fundraiser, delivers a speech at the YMCA in Chicago, and visits a black high school. The president returns to Washington tonight. It's back to court in Washington in a few hours for the man who shot President Reagan. ABC's Carl Rochelle has details.
When the trial resumes this morning, the defense will continue its strategy of trying to prove John Hinckley was insane at the time of the shooting. John's mother completed her testimony on Friday, testifying to John's problems with school, with work, and with life. She said both she and her husband wanted him institutionalized, but Dr. John Hopper, the psychiatrist treating John, said no. Hospitalizing him would make him worse. Hopper will take the witness stand this morning for the defense. Carl Rochelle, ABC News, Washington.
Well, the honeymoon may be coming to an end for American motorists. According to at least one oil industry analyst, the steady drop in gasoline prices is about over. We can look for more expensive gasoline ahead. There were probably at least 21 million Happy Mother's Days yesterday. That's the number of long-distance calls the phone company estimates were made, and that's a record. For the ABC Entertainment Network, I'm Chet Douglas.
Twin City forecast for today, variable cloudiness with a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs upper 70s and lower 80s. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms, lows mid-50s and lower 60s. Tuesday, variable cloudiness, 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs mid and upper 70s, currently cloudy, 64.
That's a nice, beautiful little love song to wake you up in the morning. Baby, hey, I was going to say it's KJJO St. Louis Park.
I'm sorry I said the things I did.
I guess I'm not going to say that, though. I don't want to talk over you.
It was a silly fight. I was wrong, you were right. What I really mean to say.
Eat crackers in my bed anytime. That's Barbara Mandrell this morning on KJJO. It's 6:02, 65 degrees and cloudy. Some nice thunder and lightning out there this morning. Well, I don't know about the thunder, but there's some nice lightning. Oh, pretty.
Woo. Set them up, I'll drink them down. I got a lot of hurting to do. I got some memories to drown.
That's Joe Stampley. I'm going hurting all over town on KJJO at 6:04.
This is KJO News. I'm Carol Hall.
A statewide poll has found that 3 out of every 4 adults know someone who has lost a job in the last few months. The Minnesota poll conducted by the Minneapolis Star and Tribune also indicates that 3 of every 4 adults believe unemployment rather than inflation will cause people the most serious financial hardship in the year ahead. Of those surveyed, 53% think their friends would forego pay increases so more people could stay employed. 79% favor concessions by labor unions in return for more job security. The poll was taken by telephone in late March and early April among more than 1,200 Minnesotans age 18 and older. We'll take a look at KJO weather right after this.
The truckloads are moving in and the motorcycles are moving out now during our freight action sale at Burnsville Sports Center. We bought hundreds of new Yamahas at auction. Everything from 50 cc's to 1100 cc's. 90% aren't even scratched. We're doubling the factory warranty and we'll beat any dealer's price in the world on these models. Get into Burnsville Sports Center now and move out on a Yamaha.
Burnsville Sports Center.
They're gone. They're gone.
KJO weather, variable cloudiness today and tomorrow with a chance of showers and thunderstorms. It'll be mostly cloudy tonight with a good chance of showers and thunderstorms. Today's high near 80, the low tonight about 59, and tomorrow's high near 77. Right now it's cloudy, 65 in the Twin Cities. That's the news. Now more KJO music with Bob Chase on KJJO.
I don't need
four-hour day, love it, which is all right, I guess. 6:09 on KJJO, and that was Gail Davis, cloudy and 65 degrees.
You've painted up your lips and rolled and curled your tinted hair.
Yes, don't you think I look nice that way?
Ruby, are you contemplating going out somewhere?